Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. A boom, boom, ba-doom. Now, this is me to a T. This life hack is totally for me.
Totally for you.
Totally for me.
I have one for
Tracy. I create new words. Some of them not air-friendly. When I'm trying to restring my weed whacker.
Yes.
It's like a Jerry Lewis bit.
Yeah.
Because I sit there and I get it all ready and it unravels and I get real mad. Right. And I got headphones in, so I know I scream five houses down. And there's a point where I almost picked the thing up and just started smashing it.
Well, at least you're using it, because I'm so terrified of weed whackers, I don't use them.
I beat up my legs.
Someone should make a horror film.
Well, it's true. You've cuts
the
all
whacker.
Through your legs. Everything's
it's
flying
coming
everywhere.
For you.
God,
watch.
I can't stand them.
Yeah. Watch your shins. Watch your shins. I'm not even kidding. So I had a baseball coach that his yard was like, when it needed to be resodded. It was all dirt and stones. He would actually mow his lawn and weed whack in the catcher's gear that we would use. To protect
his
chance.
For him.
So this going back to the weed whacker.
Okay. We digress.
This is easy because I don't know. There's different ways to string it depending on if you, the shaft is curved or if it's a straight and things like that. Well, instead of even using the pesky, I guess it would be plastic wire. Mm-hmm. Just use zip ties. Put it through there and zip it closed, and then you have a weed whacker.
Oh my gosh. So just take the guts of
just
it out and just tie
it out.
Some.
Can you see that, Tracy?
I can. Yes.
So and then you have your weed whacker, and you don't have to sit there and restring it. You just have to wait. Now, I don't know if it works. I thought about doing it yesterday, but I didn't need to restring it. I had enough string.
Yeah,
you
need to let us know how that works.
But I am going to. I am going to try that.
I got a feeling there's some safety issues there. But anyway, let us know.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Mine is, you travel. I don't know if you guys do this. I'm assuming you don't. But for the ladies who are listening, we travel with jewelry, right? Mm-hmm. And it always gets knotted up. And in fact, this morning I pulled one out that I had, a necklace that I had taken to my sister's
the
weekend before. Yes. And there's two of them knotted
up,
together. Oh my gosh. This idea is genius. You take a sheet of Glad press and seal,
Yep.
What is it called? Like cling wrap.
But
it's press and seal and it's better. So you lay that out, then you lay your necklaces on top of that, and then you get a second sheet of press and seal and put it down on top of it.
And
all of those necklaces stay separated.
Stay separated and they won't
amazing?
Get tangled. Yeah, that's
and
good.
You can still fold them up and, put them in some sort of a pouch.
Why, now, hold on. Why do you hate that? Is it because
I don't even want to go
I'll tell you why. Because
you
it hinders.
It takes him too long to
eat
it.
If it was edible, it would be good. He'd love it. Yeah. It was like a sugary topping.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you have issues with your weed, the weed whacker.
Yeah.
I have issues with that kind of, it just sticks wrong. I got it wrong. I just end up ripping. I just throw it.
I don't have problems with the press and seal. I have problems with the regular kind.
Yeah, that regular kind is
irritating.
It's
maddening.
Irritating.
It's maddening.
Anyway, now, I've always wondered this too. You may have said, I didn't get much sleep this week. I'm going to catch up on the weekend.
Yeah.
I always wondered, is there any validity to that? I know I have to tell you. There's
a
study come out. And was it Switzerland or Sweden? Sweden.
Oh,
Sweden came out with this study. Okay?
Isn't that weird? Okay.
Yes.
Isn't that where Goldmember was from Austin Power?
Yes. A study published recently in the Journal of Sleep Research focused on the impact of weekend sleeping. So if you don't get your hours in during the week and you sleep in more on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Studies are showing that that's a good thing to do.
Oh,
gives you
a
higher mortality rate, so you can catch up on sleep, and you should do that on the weekends.
All right,
see that? So do that.
Thanks, Jack.
Health
Thank you.
Health benefits.
That makes me
there.
Feel better.
Yes.
Now, what does it say about sleeping at work?
Well, that you'd have to go over that with management.
Jack,
there.
Steve, and Tracy's making life just a bit easier. 101.5. Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
They rock.
They're really funny in the morning.
Listen to them every morning.